I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, June 3rd. The Quincy City Council's Finance Committee will hold the last of their budget review meetings tonight and may be voting on proposed salary increases for the mayor and city councilors. The committee will meet at 6:30 at City Hall and will review the remaining 20 city department budgets for the next fiscal year, including budgets for the mayor and city council. Mayor Thomas Koch is proposing to increase the mayoral salary from $150,000 to $285,000 per year. Koch is also recommending that city councilors' pay rise from $30,000 to $47,500 per year. Those recommendations are based on a consultant's report. Koch says the mayor's salary has not changed in 9 years. Also tonight, the council will vote on a request for $4.7 million from the community preservation account for a variety of historic preservation projects across the city, $1 million for preliminary work for a new Squantum Elementary School, and $320,000 for a new roof on the Montclair Elementary School. The IHOP restaurant in Quincy has closed and is being cleared out, although the website for the chain continues to have the location up. The closure of the Parking Way restaurant means that the only remaining locations for IHOP on the South Shore are in Braintree and Plymouth, with a handful of other locations being found elsewhere in the greater Boston area. A 300-unit apartment building with some ground-level retail space that may include a Trader Joe's market will be built at the Quincy IHOP site. The city purchased the property by eminent domain. A man died and two children were hospitalized after a vehicle driving on Route 3 in Plymouth rolled down an embankment and into a river on Friday. The car was heading southbound when it went off the left side of the roadway just before 5 p.m., landing upside down in the Eel River. Firefighters entered the river and used hydraulic tools to extricate the driver, which took about 20 minutes. The driver, a 50-year-old man, was flown to a Boston hospital by medical helicopter. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. The two passengers, an 11-year-old boy and 13-year-old girl, were taken by ambulance to the hospital with serious injuries. The left and right travel lanes were closed for nearly 3 hours. The crash remains under investigation. Boston police investigating a shooting late Friday night in Dorchester that left a woman dead. Officers responding to a reported shooting in the area of 36 Edson Street at about 11 p.m. found a woman suffering from life-threatening injuries. She was transported to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced dead. Her name has not been released. No arrests have been made. A man has been arrested after a woman was found shot in the chest outside a Brockton home early Sunday morning. Brockton police responded to the home on Falconer Avenue for a report of a woman with a gunshot wound to the chest. Brockton Fire and Ambulance personnel treated the victim at the scene before transporting her to a Boston hospital. Police say a man shot the woman in the chest. The bullet entered the house, ricocheted off the ceiling, and then went right through a picture and into a wall. Police had to break through the wall to find the bullet lodged inside the wall. Police say the victim is from Fall River. She is still recovering. A 27-year-old man who was arrested will be arraigned today for the shooting. Firefighters responded in Scituate Friday as fire tore through a local home. Fire happened early Friday afternoon on Salt Meadow Lane. Crews used ladder trucks to pour water onto the flames. Smoke was still rising out of the home and part of the roof was damaged. Scituate fire officials say no one was injured. The fire remains under investigation. One person suffered non-life-threatening injuries after a car smashed into a telephone pole on the Newport Avenue extension in North Quincy early this morning. Police say it happened at about midnight. One vehicle was involved. The driver was extricated and rushed to a Boston hospital, but is expected to survive. There were no other injuries reported. Embattled Steward Healthcare heads into a bankruptcy hearing today as it tries to sell its Massachusetts hospitals. The for-profit, private equity-backed hospital group, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in May, plans to sell or auction its facilities by early July. Steward's troubles exploded into view this year with the revelation that it owed about $50 million in unpaid rent. Steward officials subsequently closed one facility in Stoughton and have expressed interest in selling their other holdings. In a recent court filing, Attorney General Andrea Campbell said the state supports a new operator, but argues the state should reserve the right to review any owner to make sure they meet state law. Steward's eight hospitals in Massachusetts are St. Elizabeth's in Brighton, Kearney in Dorchester, Good Samaritan in Brockton, Holy Family in Methuen, Haverhill Hospital, Morton in Taunton, Neshoba Valley in Ayer, and St. Anne's in Fall River. Norwood Hospital, which was closed and demolished after a catastrophic flood, also belonged to Steward. A reconstruction of that facility appears to have stalled. A group of four Massachusetts men who served during World War II are traveling to Normandy, France, ahead of the upcoming anniversary of D-Day. The invasion of Normandy started on June 6, 1944, and resulted in the death of more than 4,000 Allied troops. Milton resident Frank Simon, who turns 100 years old today, will be one of those four visiting. The four were given a hero send-off in East Boston by a group of first responders who will accompany them on their trip. Among them is Boston police officer Andy Biggio, a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. This Thursday is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. On Thursday, the group will meet with President Biden and other world leaders in Normandy to remember the D-Day invasion. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 574 points on Friday. The Nasdaq dropped 2, and the S&P is up 42. Asian shares begin June mostly higher after a report showing that inflation in the U.S. is not worsening drove a rally on Wall Street. The dollar and the euro rose, oil at $77 a barrel. In sports, Tigers beat the Red Sox 8-4 at Fenway. The Atlanta Braves come to Boston tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and a high of 79 degrees. Tonight, clear, low 59. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high 74. Partly cloudy Wednesday, the high of 82, and then scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday with a high of 73. For the boater, waves about a foot. Wind out of the north at 5 knots, becoming easterly later today, high tide 9:14 a.m. Sunrise 5:08, sets at 8:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, June 3rd.